The Mishnah in the 8th parak of Brachos discusses some of the laws, specifically the dispute between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel when it comes to Birchas Hamazon. The Mishnah tells us, Misha ochel b'shochach vol berach. A person ate, they were supposed to bench where they were, they forgot to. So on this, the question is, now that they have moved from one place to the next, is it necessary for them to go back to the place where they ate? So on this, we have the dispute Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammah omrim, yachzor l'mkomo v'yavarech. Beis Shammah requires that you have to go all the way back to where you were and bench there. Beis Hillel omrim, yavarech l'makom sheniskar. All you need to do is bench at the place that you remembered. Beis Hillel does not require you to go back. And on this, the Gemara tells us, Omer zvid v'itema rab dimi barabba machlokas v'shachach. The only time Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel disagree is in the event that it was a mistake. You forgot. I meant to, obviously, if I would have known, I would have benched where I ate. But I just forgot and I just didn't bench. Now there's a dispute between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel. Do I have to go back? However, I will be amazed if I finish my meal and I say, no, I'm not going to bench here. I'm going to walk over there and I'm going to bench over there. Even Beis Hillel is of the opinion that it's necessary for you to go back. And therefore, again, we can now see the difference between Bishogim and Bemezit. So the Gemara then continues with a dialogue between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel in the event that it was a mistake. You forgot that Beis Shammah is extremely strict. You have to go back. And on this, Beis Hillel asks the question, so it does make sense. So, Divreichem. Misha ochel barosh habira v'shachach v'yarag v'loberach yasal arosh habira v'yavarech. So imagine, let's say, for example, you're on the top of a mountain. You ate your meal, and you climbed all the way down this mountain, and then you realize that you didn't bench. So, Beis Shammah, are you actually telling me that you would require this person to have to schlep all the way back up in order to bench the same place that they ate? That sounds a little bit extreme. And on this, Beis Shammah turned to Beis Hillel and said, well, if, using your logic, Misha Shachach Arnaki Barosh Abira, Lo Yala Vitlena, if, let's say, a person left their wallet filled with their cards and credit cards and cash, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to probably climb right up that mountain to get it. If that's what a person should do for themselves, so certainly for Kavod Shemayim. And on this, the Gemara then cites the relatively famous story of a person that forgot to bench, and seemingly holding like the opinion of Beis Shammah, he was actually together with a group of people in a wagon, and he told them that he forgot a yonah de dahava, a golden dove, and therefore we have to get back. And he really apparently did not lose such a precious gold. But nonetheless, he felt that was the only way that they would turn around so that he could bench in the place where he ate. And the Gemara tells us miraculously that he ended up going there, benching, and finding this particular golden dove. So this is the dispute between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel. Again, certainly what to discuss. That was just a little bit of introduction. And just the next few moments, we'll learn a little bit more about what Halacha says based on the words of the Mishnah as well as the Gemara.
Eating in an airplane is the same problem.
What?
Eating in an airplane is the same problem.
The
guy with the golden...
Well, no, you can't tell the pilot to turn around, right? So it's probably less of an issue. And you're not really moving.
It's not a question of sitting in the same seat.
Yes, it is. The airplane is the same place.
The seat is the same place.
Okay, let's. So it's not practical. Right, let's move on because you're on tape. V'yafil holich b'derech vein b'nei achabura rotzim l'hamtin lo. So the Piskei Tshuvas tells us that even if you're traveling, and similar to what we just read in the Gemara, you're with a group of people that are not interested in waiting for you. Mikol makom sarach lachsu u'makom achilaso u'levarech kivan sh'azav. Mikomo b'mezid, as we said, that even Beis Hillel is of the opinion that the only time he's lenient is only in the sense that you are b'shogeg. I forgot, but if it was done b'mezid that you should have benched, I realize that I'm going to say, yeah, I don't care, I'm going to bench somewhere else. In that situation, it doesn't make a difference. whether or not the people that you're with would be a little bit upset of waiting for you or turning around, that's something which is required. And he brings down over here that Kein hu behedya bedivya Shulchan Aruch, which we're not going to see today, but nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch agrees to this idea. The heter de holech bechavruta eno omer elukish ozam mikom beshogeg. The only time we say that we're lenient is only if it was beshogeg. I forgot, and here I am in my caravan, or I'm traveling, that we're not going to require them to turn around, and that's only, again, beshogeg. However, bemezid, you'd be required to go back because you did it deliberately. However, he brings down the opinion of the Ben Ishchai, Svirle she'im holech baderech, that if you're traveling, v'ein mamtinin lo, that people don't want to wait for you, ifil yotze b'di'eved, the Ben Ishchai is apparently giving us this kula that if you're traveling with others that do not want to wait for you, even if you left Bemezid, he's of the opinion that you do not need to go back. We still have a couple more minutes to Shkia, so let's begin the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Mi she'ochel b'makom echad sarach l'varech, kodem shiakar mimkomo. The person who is eating in one place needs to bench before they leave that place, cannot leave and bench somewhere else. If you left that place and did not bench, so based on what we learned already, if you did it deliberately, the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion, as Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel seemingly agree, is the language of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, that you would have to go back. V'im berach b'makom shenizkar Yatsan. He says that if you didn't go back, you were supposed to go back, you benched in the other place, in place B, nonetheless, he says, you are Yatsa. The Ramah tells us, since we'll stop at this point, but Dafka L'dasa Rambam, there's actually a dispute whether or not this is true. The Rambam is of this opinion. According to the Rush, he's of the opinion that Bemezid af b'di'eved lo yatsa. Unbelievable opinion that the Rush says that if it's bemezid, you're supposed to go back because you were not supposed to have left. You should have benched where you were. Now you're in a different place. You have to go back. Let's say that you didn't go back, according to the Rush, even though you said every single word, lo yatsa, you have not fulfilled the obligation of benching.